Scatman's Avenue.
Dan and Ren and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a special episode of Dumb People Town. Population
Tiger
new.
King.
Tiger King. Queen.
DP Tiger King. I don't know. Dumb people. Dumb Tiger.
DP Tiger. Either way, this is our wrap-up show of the series, I guess, so far, because there's another episode that's coming
out. We'll get to that.
But this is, it's just the three of us. Because we have been watching, and over the course of 1 week or a week and a half,
I think it was a week, full week.
I think it was exactly a week.
Exactly a week. We watched.
Yeah, we I'm proud of us.
We barreled through all seven episodes to the that are available now of the Tiger King, and we watched it with many of you guys, which was awesome to do the Instagram Live. Sorry, we didn't have a better setup in terms of microphones. We were shouting.
Hey, we did our best.
We did the best we could. And we gave it to you, and we did the best we could. And it was an interesting way to watch it, to be like, okay, we're starting right now. Mm-hmm. Go. And we went back through and read all of your comments. They were amazing. Thank you so much for everyone who participated. And from Sarah Dunn way out in Ireland out to everybody who watched it with us. I believe Stephen Elton Yates watched it with us
a couple episodes.
He did. And it was what I did love about watching it this way, I will say, and then we'll get into the last two episodes. So here's the way this episode is going to be structured.
We'll see.
Our goal is
we might get
the
on
best laid plans. I mean, the next thing you know, we could also be owning tigers and breeding cubs.
Never.
But what we do is, what I'd love to do is wrap up episodes 6 and 7 because we haven't done it. Then in segment 2, we'll sort of talk about the series as a whole.
Sure.
And then the final segment of the show, Dan has some Where Are They Now updates.
Right.
The reason we're doing this and the reason we thought this should be a whole episode before we jump into 6 and 7 is that this really feels like, minus some crazy stuff that would probably take it and make it not a Dumb People Town story.
100%.
I remember
when it was sent to me.
Yeah. This whole thing feels like a number of Dumb People Town stories wrapped up into one.
Right.
So like the gubernatorial race could have been its own story.
Right.
Carol Baskin... various things about Carol Baskin and anything Doc Antle did.
All those cool cats and kittens.
All you cool cats and kittens. Those things could have been Dumb People Town stories on their own. So this is like a collection of all of it thrown into
a Voltron.
Thrown into a cage, and we're going to now let them free and allow it to breathe.
Sure.
So let's talk about 6 and 7 because stuff went down in 6 and 7.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for me now to remember. I mean, we obviously know how it ended.
Sure.
So 6 and 7, basically...
it's more Jeff Lowe taking over.
Well, it was the whole, like, the murder plot. And did they send whatever his name was, like, Little Mouth Angry
Did they
guy.
Send Alan...
Alan's Alan, Graves or something like that.
Alan, yeah. Alan.
Groves or...
No,
I don't know.
No, that's not his name. Graves. You just want it to be Graves because that's where they put dead people.
Yeah.
Alan Shallow Graves.
Yeah.
Jinx. So, no, it's...
He went from being like, I hate that motherfucker, to
$3,000.
I'll do it.
I'll
take
his money. I guess, apparently I chickened out.
Right.
Like you had no
control.
Apparently, this I guess is what happened.
That's what people are telling me is that I chickened out. Well, why don't you tell us?
So they had the whole thing. They had the whole thing of like them finding out like Carol Baskin's bike path and like
Google Earthing where she was, and then it was who was. So they both hate each other. So it's who's saying it to who. Like is Joe or Jeff? Who's driving that we're going to go murder Carol train? I think it's clear to me that if you look at everything, like Carol Baskin was mentioned so many times by Joe Exotic that in the middle of the night, I woke up to pee and I stubbed my toe and my instant reaction was, goddamn Carol Baskin.
That's a pretty good joke.
Goddamn it, Carol Baskin.
You and Jeremiah Watkins.
Goddamn Carol Baskin, done did that to my face.
Goddamn Carol Baskin.
Goddamn Carol Baskin, you're going to do that to my feet.
And so he's like unloading.
I was mad at Carol Baskin for my toe getting stuck.
She did the light bulb thing to your elbow.
She did.
Patreon people will know.
They'll know.
So
They won't, because that's coming out.
But
next.
They will.
They will eventually.
Yeah.
Goddamn Carol Baskin.
So he's like unloading the animals to other places. He had that one moment where he talks about like realizing what he
where
did to
he
those chimpanzees.
Send them all? So yeah. So Jeff Lowe comes to him and basically says to him, the feds are on you. This is going down. Right. You did bad things. You used your money from the zoo to pay for your gubernatorial race.
Which
you
he
and your
didn't
presidential
really have
race.
An answer.
He did not have
and
an answer.
No.
His answer, Joe Exotic got up and he was like, all right. And then he started taking the animals out of the zoo.
Right.
He's like, I got to get them out.
Excuse me, I've got some
But remember
bad
he talked about, he was like, those chimpanzees hugged each other. And he
for
started
the first
thinking,
time.
Yeah, and he was like, think of what I did to them.
Maybe,
like, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah, maybe I kept them from doing that too. Yeah, you kept them from doing each other because you kept them in cages, you dummy.
But we also got, we can't forget to talk about, we finally, if this documentary built towards one thing, it was that human thumb
Garrett,
on a jet ski.
Garrettson. Garrettson.
Yeah. Joe Garrettson.
James.
John.
So it's Jeff, Joe, and James. Three J names that are more forgettable
than
anything.
Those are the most popular books of the Dumb People Town Bible.
From the book of James. Also from the book of Garrettson.
And Joe.
Garrettson 215. He did that.
Meanwhile, remember Joe?
Eye of the Tiger. What was the song?
Yes, it was Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, which... How much money did they pay for?
They spent so much money
just to use that. Yeah. I mean, I will say this. It was just one shot. It probably cost more than like two of the episodes to shoot to get the rights to that song. So that was one
you
shot.
You think Eye of the Tiger is charging a lot?
It was one shot.
Yeah, you're right. They probably
Netflix,
are.
It was one shot. It was maybe... And if they didn't charge enough, someone in Survivor right now is going, I wish they would have charged
more. Because I bet it costs less money to get Survivor to play your living room live.
That's right.
Than it does to license
that
song.
We could have Survivor do the Dumb People Town theme
song.
It
would be way cheaper to have them play Eye of the Tiger live for you than it would be to use Eye of the Tiger in a show.
Because you're licensing it.
And you're using the song. The song is worth so much more than the live performance.
It's because you're using it in perpetuity.
Of course, that too. But
that's
it pays off so much more well. You know what I mean.
So much better. So he goes through, and that slow motion of him on the jet ski was
an
like,
FBI informant if I've ever
if
seen
If that guy didn't get laid off that shot of him
he
doing
owned
that.
Strip clubs.
He owned strip clubs. He was getting laid off of a lot of
all right,
bad
so
shit.
James Garrettson, and it's not Garrison.
No,
it's Garrettson. So it's even that is done.
But he also.
Even his last name is done wrong.
He also gave you guys your favorite part
My
of the
My favorite quote ever in
when
episode
when
six.
Joe was pretending he was in Belize, and he was posting Facebook pictures of them in the ocean.
With his new friend, Dylan Passage.
Husband
Dylan Passage.
Garrett said.
That there is not Belize water. That there is Gulf water.
Right.
That there is panhandle water. That
and you guys lost it.
I thought, because someone had tweeted us and said, you are about to see, and I'm not going to tell you, someone's reaction to a picture, six words, and I think it was only five words. That's panhandle water.
Would be four.
That there is panhandle
that
water.
That's five.
Five. It was five. I think someone said six. Will be the greatest line ever. So I kind of forgot about it. And then when they said it, it all came back to me when he said it. Mm-hmm. And it was just the greatest line. That there is panhandle
There's
water.
There's no way you could look at that and know that.
And we also kept trying to figure out what type of store does he run?
Yeah. He had like kids' toys, fans, lawnmowers, boxing, ceiling fans,
like,
Xboxes,
like crossbows.
Lemur. Toy crossbows, and then he had his lemur in there, which I'm sure the lemur wants to be in the goddamn warehouse.
Right.
So it just, I love that like no narrator is reliable in this thing. That's what we were learning. But that happened in six, and then James Garrett.
Is that when we also met the prosecutor, the federal prosecutor?
Oh, yeah.
She
was great.
Buttoned up and awesome.
She was awesome. I loved her.
Yeah.
She was
Amanda.
Like a Charlize Theron character. She was like ready.
She kept reminding me of Shiv from Succession.
She's like,
did you guys watch Succession?
No, I need to. I got to get into it. So she could have like, I'm like, why don't you just go punch everyone in the face? Okay. And then we'll say that the government said that was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a square jaw and she was ready to rock. So I loved her, but we also started to see a lot of Tim Stark. Now, we had seen him before. The best way I can describe Tim Stark, monkey other than the fact he's got a monkey in his shirt at all times.
At all times. Like when he's driving, which, it's by like, the way, dude, that's like why Britney Spears got like called out.
Yeah.
Putting her kid on her lap when she went to Starbucks.
The monkey pizza and then him eating that same piece of pizza.
Yeah. I'm like, I hope you get every disease.
Right.
So you're the worst.
Just get a baby Bjorn.
An office chair on his front porch.
Office chair on the front.
If you're on a chair, if you're on a chair that rolls and you're outside of any establishment, something's gone wrong.
Yep.
Right.
You shouldn't be there with that chair.
Right. I agree.
So he pours a ton of his money in Jeff
a new location.
Into the new zoo down in Thackerville.
Over by the border.
Right,
because all your people are going to be coming.
Rich
from Texas.
Texans are going to come up from there, and poor Oklahomans aren't going to.
Right, that's what they said, not us.
Not us. That's James Gerritsen's words.
Yeah,
they're going to go down there. And
that's like a redneck plan, if I've ever heard one.
That's just so that we know this land better than anything. There aren't any rich Texans on the border of Oklahoma. I'll tell you that right now.
Right,
but they're going to come up for it because they're going to want to see it. So then. That's how you're going to get him. And then he invested a ton of his money. I guess he was going to bring his cats down there because he needs cats.
Mm-hmm. Dude needs cats.
And so, and then Jeff
screwed him.
Then Jeff screwed him over.
No shit.
So Jeff, yeah, Dan. That's his affliction.
When
well,
do you
that
want to talk about
t-shirts.
Jeff Lowe and the nanny?
That's at the end.
Jeff Lowe.
That was like the fun tidbit at the end when he's talking about the nanny he wants to hire. Excuse me, sexually harass.
Excuse me, hire.
I mean, excuse me.
And the wife in this, this was
Laura.
Maybe the saddest moment of the whole series.
Hello.
She tries to justify Jeff's awfulness.
Yeah.
She's just like, because she's now stuck with Jeff because she's got a she's got his seed.
She's got
inside
his,
of her.
His affliction seed inside of her.
And she's
just
like,
growing.
Well, maybe they'll be.
Maybe
you know,
she'll be by.
Bilingual, and that's good because our baby can start talking that language too. It's like, don't
can we
justify
please
it.
Get you out of the emotional prison that Jeff Lowe has you in.
Meanwhile, Doc just minding his own.
Doc Antle's like, oh, I'm not saying this on camera. Doc Antle knows all the laws.
Doc Antle knows
every rule.
Doc Antle can tell you what 502 feet from a grade school is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows exactly. He can tell you exactly where you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
And you but can apparently they raided, and then we learned that at the end of 7, they raided his camp as well.
Which, great. Anytime he was sitting on that elephant, I'm like, give that elephant a break, you fat boomer Esiason. Doc Antle was one of my hated.
Mm-hmm.
I hated.
We can
him.
Play this in the next segment.
Who did you hate the most?
So Matt Jones.
Oh no, we're gonna do their power rankings.
Who do we hate the most? Because our buddy Matt.
Well, we'll get to that later. Let's add that later.
So in seven,
he is where it all comes down. The court case and him making calls out of jail, like making a murder.
Well, but so Joe gets arrested. He gets thrown in cuffs, but where? I forget like where he was.
Probably Florida. Didn't they just go down to Florida?
Did they go to Florida? Is that what
no,
he was?
They showed him. Or no, was that a reenactment? I think that was a reenactment.
He was in a parking lot somewhere and they got him.
They got him.
They're like, here we go.
Yeah.
We got him on the wildlife.
Him and Dylan Passage were on the run.
They were on the run.
Yeah.
And he got him.
Yeah, these cats are gonna die now. Out like, here in this
soon?
House.
I'm like, what? So he shot 5. That was the other thing. It's like, you shot 5 tigers. He's like, I euthanized. No, you shot them. You shot them.
I know he did keep calling
it. I euthanized them. They did not want to die at that point.
Do you think Joe Exotic can spell euthanized?
No.
Y-O-U-T-H. Joe Exotic, do you like so? OJ euthanized Nicole Simpson, and is that what happened? Is that how you want to describe it?
Joe did screw up by using campaign
and Ron Goldman
by campaign monies, using money from the zoo to finance his failed attempt. I mean, this is like,
and we should note we
dream big, please.
He got 19% of the libertarian vote, which is still pretty bad.
Was
but
it
not
just the libertarian?
Yeah, yes.
It wasn't of the whole vote.
Uh-uh.
How do you know?
Somebody corrected me on it.
That was a primary to be the libertarian candidate.
No, I think they were showing.
No, he got 19% of the
Oklahoma vote.
Whoever corrected you is wrong. That is 19% of the Oklahoma
you think
vote.
So?
Yes.
19%.
People are just like, he just says it like it is.
He just says like he's different.
One in five
I
people
like
almost
says
in
like
Oklahoma that voted.
He's different.
He just says it like it is. He don't care what nobody says.
Hey, you know he's gay. Well, fuck that. I'm not going to vote for that Fruit Loop. You know,
I
like
love Fruit Loops.
Me too.
Fruit Loops are so good, underrated, and Corn Chex. I've been getting into that again.
Really?
Yep. But in the last episode,
yeah.
Which, by the way, I will say right now, was not super satisfying for me, and I think a lot of people didn't feel satisfied by the last episode, which is why there's going to be another episode.
We'll
right
get into that.
I think that we didn't see enough Joe Exotic in the last episode. No. You only saw like a still shot of his horrible bangs in prison a couple times. Yeah. You saw like, you know, artist rendering of his mullet in court, which you know it's bad when the artist rendering, which makes everyone look good.
Everybody
looks good in a courtroom rendering. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Mm-hmm. This guy looked like a piece of crap.
Looked like a clown.
A piece of crap.
Furrowed brows.
We're not getting enough of him from the jail. And what you realized about him and what I saw in
Jeff Lowe went to jail, by the way. He's a felon.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Jeff Lowe, felon. Tim Stark, so mad. He's got, I mean, even the monkey inside of his shirt was mad. He's like, Tim Stark just couldn't get the monkey off his back.
Couldn't get the monkey out of his chest.
Yeah.
I got to get this monkey.
He talked about that. He goes, a lot of people say you got the monkey on your back. Put that monkey in the front and you're good to go.
And you're like, no, you aren't. So,
right.
I mean, how many relationships has Tim Stark been in where the woman was like, it's the monkey or me, and then look at where he's at.
With the monkey.
Right. They don't even finish that
sentence.
Monkey or me.
I want that monkey in a moment where
to
Tim
bite his fucking face off.
To rip his face off.
You're getting pizza and free rides.
Woman who had, if you type in woman who had bit of it into Google, it will say woman who had face. That's it. Woman who had face. Dan, you could try it right now.
Woman
who had face.
I don't want to see it.
I'll type it. No, it's ripped, just a Google
search. It will be ripped off by chimp.
Okay, ready?
Woman who had face.
Woman
who had face.
Face. Who
had
face.
Next thing is ripped off by chimp.
And
is
then
it?
Transplant.
Right.
What does it say?
It goes ripped off and then transplant.
There you go.
So it's ripped off by chimp.
Okay. And then the next one, if you just have woman who had, it's acid thrown in her face.
All right.
So why is Google trying to...
Why are they so anti-women?
Yeah. The misogyny of women. But these guys, what we learned about them all the way through episode 7 is that no matter how big you think you are, no matter how much you feel like you're the king of your castle, if you are dumb and if you don't know how to do it right, you're gone.
And if you're going to break the law, you're going to be gone. Like
the best moment was when he was in the courtroom.
And he said,
not in the courtroom, when he's running for governor and he's up there with all the other candidates in the debate. And he made a joke that he thought was going to get laughs and then it didn't. And it just fell so flat. He was in 11. It was like, oh, yeah, these are regular.
Tell the joke. Remind the joke.
I can't even remember what the joke
is.
I don't even remember. All I know is
it was sad. It was super, super sad. He was up there and I'm
and he told the story. He did a thing and then it was like, I'm a gay so-and-so like that. He like worked that into her. It's like, know your audience.
Know your audience, man. Cause no one laughed and everyone was just up there and it's like, oh no, you're not at one of your shows, at one of your thing where people are just laughing. Cause they're like,
right, this isn't a funeral where it's supposed to be fun and lighthearted.
See the light.
We'll get into all
country
that.
Music.
Let's take
so
a break.
Easy.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about our feelings on the series as a whole. Uh-huh. We'll do our hate rankings, maybe
hate
some
rankings.
Other stuff.
And then in the segment 3, we're going to talk about where they now and then,
which will probably be covered in the final episode.
But we'll get into it.
Who cares?
It's Dumb People Town, the Tiger King wrap up. And if you haven't seen Tiger King, we're giving it all to you right now.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to go through what.
Or watch it and see if we're right.
That's right.
All right.
You guys, we'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around, make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. I want to remind people about two things. Number one, Dan has an unbelievable nightly podcast called The Goodnight Show.
Thanks.
If you haven't subscribed to it, let's do it. Here's the thing. I don't know if you guys understand, and this is a really important
because you get told
thing.
It a lot. You get told to rate, review, and subscribe. And the reason that is because it moves. It creates a better presence for you in any sort of like sorting or charting or recognizable. It's how people get put on like new and noteworthy type sections. It also is a thing that advertisers look at, and that's one of the biggest ways we get support. Right now, everybody you love can't do live performances, but they can still do podcasts. We are lucky that we've been doing it for a while, so hopefully you love what we do, and you can continue to support us by just, it's so simple. Rate, review, subscribe, and then tell everybody who's looking for content and things to do during this time, here's a podcast that I love, and make it Scarborough Country Virus, make it Dumb People Town, make it the Good Night Show.
Right. So you should be, this is just the deal. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Make it Pen
Pals. Well, we have time. When we have time.
I have another one.
You should be subscribed to all of our podcasts. I'm just going to say this right now. Do it right. You have time right now. What does it hurt even just to subscribe and rate and review it? It's very easy to do, and we all have that kind of time right now. So Dan's podcasts are Dumb People Town, Pen Pals, and The Good Night Show. Our podcasts are Dumb People Town, which you're already a part of. View from the Cheap Seats is our sports podcast. Mm-hmm. And Scarborough Country, The Virus episodes edition is our daily podcast.
And I love that daily.
Thank
it's
you.
It's such a good, easy listen.
30 minutes.
That's what I'm trying to do too at nighttime for people.
Yeah,
you have a good like daytime energy vibe for everybody. I have like a let's go to sleep now type vibe. Whatever works for you, we're trying to give you those options. But I have an important question before we get into this.
Yeah, and I have one more podcast I want to tell people
about. Cheap Seats, are you guys going to be talking about this potential horse tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
NBA Horse,
which
is a TV show that we pitched with one of the producers from Carson Daly.
Yeah.
For us to host
really?
A horse show.
Yeah. Would have been amazing.
Would have been awesome.
Well, maybe you guys can like jump on Hot Mic or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
watch we'll see.
It with people. By
the way, Jordan Harbinger, who was on our, who did our podcast.
Yeah,
he did a mini for us. He's fantastic. He has a great show, the Jordan Harbinger Show, which is a fantastic podcast. We're going to tell you guys all, go check it out. Check it out and rate and review and subscribe to his thing as well. He's a friend of the podcast and has been telling everyone about Dumb People Town. And
thanks.
So I want to return the favor and just tell you that I've listened to it. It is fascinating and interesting. He digs into like incredible story. So kind of it's tangential to Dumb People Town because he takes like insane stories and really digs into them in an interesting way. Jordan Harbinger Show. Check it out. And that's it.
Nice.
All right. Let's get into a wrap up of the entire series.
The series as a whole.
So here's what I think we all have agreed that if you have to own a big cat, nobody does. Nobody does. If you have to own a big cat, and this goes for Carole Baskin,
like a zoo barely does. In fact, it probably shouldn't.
Agreed.
Okay. If you have to own a big cat, then you clearly had something that happened that was out of your control early on in your life or at some point in your life when you were 17.
It's about power.
It's about you exerting power over these animals. And suddenly, in many ways, it turns to you exerting power over the people who work for you and those animals. Mm-hmm. That's what we realized from this show.
Because here's the deal with the tiger, okay?
Or are cats as big as that we're talking about with these
Animals,
or
ligers, other animals. Lions.
Lions, ligers, tigers,
panthers,
pumas.
God, idiot. Is that in order, within captivity, you need such a massive support system just to keep one of those tigers alive
for
the
life
of
the Walmarts nearby you so that we get
you
the return
meat.
You
need so much food. That's number one. You need trainers who are like trained through schooling, who understand how to treat the animals and how to keep them in a good place. Mm-hmm. You need doctors and medical staff in case anything happens to you need space and
space.
You need space.
You need women to deprogram so you can separate them from their families. And then
No, that's something else. But so those are the things
it's
you
an
need.
Option.
Those are the things you need to do the thing that is unnatural, which is keep an animal like that in captivity.
Right.
So what you need, Dan, you said this while we were watching the show, and it was one of the most brilliant comments that was made throughout the whole series.
Thanks. I don't know what you're going
to
say.
So he said, you know how much it costs to keep a tiger alive in our zoo or in this place zoo? $10,000.
Doc Antle.
I can do it for $3,000. Dan says, you know how much it costs to keep an animal alive in Africa? Nothing.
Zero.
$0. Or you could contribute to a wildlife refuge that is making sure that they're protected from poachers in Africa. You could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would cost you nothing.
Agreed.
Then you could be the tiger. Then I would call you the Tiger King.
Look, more money than anybody.
The king. I gave $250,000 to this natural reserve.
You're the Tiger King.
Where people find. Look, you know. By the way, I don't even mind like safaris where people come to
Africa.
To
where they are.
You go where they are.
You run that risk.
By the way, Joe Exotic, you could run in Oklahoma in just the space of the building that you yourself burned down. You could have run a gay whorehouse there. And made more money than in Oklahoma.
And in my opinion, a way better documentary.
Would have been so much more fun. Call that the Big Cat Ranch.
There you go.
Right? Everything's a ranch.
Yeah. Why are all those houses, like, are ranches
in Nevada? They're ranches. The ranch. Bunny Ranch, the Cat Ranch.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're all ranches. Dan.
I think they should be called, there should be one called the Hidden Valley Ranch, because that's what people should call their nether regions, the Hidden Valley.
Or it's creamy. Or I would say, if you're going to do a ranch, a gay ranch in Oklahoma, call it a dude ranch.
Yes.
That's the definition of a dude ranch.
You called it the dude.
I'm telling you, people who are closeted in Oklahoma, because it is Oklahoma.
Sure.
You won't get, you know what I mean? Sorry, that's it. That. It's okay. People are closeted in Oklahoma because it is Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
You, this is a place for you to go, a safe refuge for you, right?
To let your inner animal come out. It's a it's an animal refuge for you to go to.
Welcome
the things you've
to the dude ranch.
Joe, you, no one would have been mad at you.
No, but you could have had horses. People don't get mad if you have horses.
Hey. The only thing you would have gotten caught is feelings.
That's right.
You were catching feelings.
Catching feels.
That's it.
That would have been a much better. Dan, that was a beautiful thing that you said that I'll never forget throughout this
year. You know something I don't know that we talked about now that we're getting to do a full series wrap up?
Yeah.
That fucking pizza place they opened.
Oh my God.
And the meat was the Walmart meat.
The meat was the thrown away
Walmart. And
they
loved their pizza.
It made me question every.
It made me want pizza.
So we do pizza every Friday night. We do. We have pizza night.
We're okay. How? First of all, let me guess.
You go
there's
to
four
trade.
Of you?
Yep.
Okay. Three pizzas.
No.
Two.
Because they're no. We make they're
everybody
little,
gets their own little pizza.
Everyone gets their own personal pizza, and then whatever you don't finish, that's your breakfast / lunch tomorrow.
Ooh. I went to a burrito place the other day.
Yeah, and that's your.
And I bought my breakfast burrito for the next day.
Oh, that's good, smart. Man. Good man, Dan. Were you the one who said that's some ahead thinking?
Dan, were you the one who said every woman orders breakfast?
No, the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell.
I'm gonna give
sometimes
credit.
I've been that woman.
I'm gonna give Becky Robinson.
I'm every woman.
Becky Robinson
ordering Mexican tacos.
Becky Robinson is so funny. I love her Instagram.
I love her.
She just had a little bit on her Instagram that said, and I'm going to paraphrase this, but it was so British. She's like, I can't wait to meet a guy who I love so much that I'm willing to share my actual Taco Bell order with.
Great.
Ooh. She's like, $17.99, this thing, that thing, this thing, fries from McDonald's on the drive home. It was so good.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm like, look, that's so,
like, I relate to you so much, girl.
That's what it is. All right. These guys are putting out pizzas with the meat that they was refused from. I mean, this is
expired meat.
Expired meat. So this is the meat that didn't go to the Tigers, that didn't go to Cowie.
Returned,
that or, didn't go to Cowie.
Right.
That then this is like three pizza generations meat. Of being rejected, and now it's on the pizza.
Ugh.
I mean, that was called.
I shudder at that.
That was rough to watch.
I did not like watching them eat that.
So I think this. I think this show could
it
have
just
been,
exposes how shitty. This
well, let me ask you. Do you have? We can either do a hate rankings or I was gonna ask. Do you have a for you? What was the best moment of watching the show of the series, and what was the worst moment? So for me, the best moment was the Wave Runner.
Me too.
Like James Garrison on the Wave
James
Runner.
Garrison on
it because it felt
runner.
Like it was from a different
right.
movie. Show. It
nothing,
was it was fun.
Right, nothing's getting hurt except them waves. He was shredding them waves.
That was
that was Wave Runner was working hard.
Straight
that Wave Runner was working.
Whose idea do you think that was? His.
James.
Do you think it
that was James?
It was because he like gave a look like you getting this. Like he wanted to make sure they knew
right.
that they were getting the
well,
slow mo.
You know,
and
he
all.
Said as they were out there. Well, I got a Wave Runner if you guys want to shoot that.
Right,
and they're like
right now if. I could
see how
find
that's relevant.
That, if I could find a GIF of that.
Someone sent it to us.
And of him on the Wave Runner?
Yes.
Him
taking
okay.
a, oh, yeah.
But it was before we knew what it was.
Oh, okay.
So before we knew what it was.
Fucking
it was just,
spoiler people.
Hey, man. And I looked at that water when I was looking on. I was like, wait a minute. That's not Belize water. That there is panhandle water.
That might be your favorite moment.
But like
panhandle water. And that there is panhandle water is my favorite
because
moment.
Because I want us to be back in a society where we can all hang out, right? And I like I want one of you guys to text me and be like, Dan, just shipped and made deep dish pizza from Chicago. And my response will just be me, like just that guy on the Wave Runner. That's
Dan,
how you tell
ever,
people I'm
Dan,
on my
you,
way.
Have you ever been on a Wave Runner?
Yes, in the Ozarks.
It's the best.
Yes, right. I rented
didn't
one.
We do
I've
it,
never, No, I've never been on. I've been
I
on an ATV, but I've never been on
I
a
think
Wave
I've
Runner.
I've been on a Wave
ATV. Runner. We popped wheelies in ATVs and we were like.
That's dangerous.
But so the.
Super dangerous.
So the thing that just is crazy to me is. That like what it has exposed is that there are no good people. I saw an interesting post and I don't know how I don't like it, but I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know how I don't like it. Maybe I don't like it because it's true.
Okay.
I love the guy who posted it. He's our buddy Joe DeRosa, who I just love. Joe. Okay. Yeah. He's our friend. He's somebody that I truly, truly love as
what
a person.
What did he do?
He posted a picture of
Carol Baskin
of,
her husband.
Of Joe Exotic, and it said Republicans.
Then
Carol Baskin had said liberals.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's a...
First of all, Republicans and liberals aren't the two sides
of that. Right. Conservatives and like conservative and the liberals. Yeah, and I'm like, you know, I don't know if conservatives would accept Joe Exotic because he is gay. Like, so that's... And I don't know if Carol Baskin is 100%
right.
a liberal. I think it's like, it's more like bleeding heart and shoot you in the face. Like, it's a different... thing. So I'm not sure if that really sums them both up, but I think it does sum up the notion that you can't.
Neither one
like
of them.
The thing that bothered me the most about Carol Baskin is like, where's Don Lewis? And you don't have a good story, a good enough story.
By the way, American Butcher is a fan of the show, big fan of Pen Pals as well. Sent me video of their meat grinder that they have. Cause he's like one of the most foremost butchers in the country.
Yeah.
Sent me the meat grinder. He goes, this is the same meat grinder that Carol Baskin had. And could put a body in
he
there.
He put a human in there just to show you.
Yeah, he's like, look, this is my cousin Jeff, who I don't like.
It's for the show. I like, get in, Jeff.
Get in there,
but
bro.
But he showed me, he's like, that little meat grinder she said she had, that little do-nothing meat grinder, this is what it is.
Okay.
And he's like, you could put anything you want in there.
So I'm just saying, I don't know where Don Lewis... Her story. I don't know where Don Lewis is. I don't like your relationship with your weird ass husband,
Prince Charles.
And I don't know why you're not paying your volunteers. I know you're a nonprofit, but you're making tens of thousands.
All right. So let's get into this because I think this series could have been called The Tiger King, but it also could have been called Who Do You Hate the More?
Who do you hate the most?
Right. I hate Parade.
Hate Parade. Who do you hate the most? Whatever you want to call it.
You hate parades. So there you go.
Other than Mardi Gras parades, yeah, I've never been.
What about the one you were in where you guys were the MC?
That was Mardi Gras parade. It was great. When I went to Soulard for Mardi Gras, great parade. But as a rule, I'm just like.
Mardi Gras, by the way, might have been the thing that spread COVID.
A lot of it, I know. Okay. Yeah.
So where we're at right now is we want to create a who do you hate the most, I guess, top bracket.
Number one is always going to be Joe Exotic for me. Because none of this happens without him.
Agreed. I 100% agree. And the thing is, what was so sad was they showed those early videos and his thoughts were...
He's like Dennis Miller. Like back in the day, Dennis Miller was like a pretty lucid thinking, like smart guy.
His and thoughts now he's just were, like, oh, but it got clouded. His thoughts were like so much about helping animals out.
Right. And how they should never be living in Oklahoma. Even in Oklahoma, he said.
And they shouldn't be bred and they shouldn't be this.
But when you start to need money.
That's
and
right.
When you start to have an operation going.
That's right. And when you start to have straight men that you're converting as gay because you
somebody said once I'm probably
not converting,
wrong.
But like
getting
them to perform sexual acts on you so that they can have meth, you need to support
them.
Yeah,
he killed a kid.
Entity or business or program that involves animals and money will corrupt the life of the animal.
Always.
Horse racing, dog racing, it doesn't matter what it is.
Dog
it can be
fighting,
circus shows.
Dog fighting, horse racing, dog
anything
racing,
will,
circus.
Will corrupt the life of that animal.
That's right.
So because it's the in the
animal
name of
doesn't
money. You have
wanna,
to make money.
Animal doesn't want to balance the ball on their nose.
They don't.
They want to be an animal.
They want to be an animal.
The simple thing, which is eat and shit and sleep. That's
if
all animals do.
If a baby seal gets eaten by a whale, that was his or her purpose.
Right. Now, some people are going to be like, well, what about beluga whales that have to? They can't. I'm not talking about them.
Nope.
They can't live anywhere else.
No.
I'm talking about anytime you've chosen to put something in a scenario
that's right.
for profit, it's going to corrupt the animal.
It is
life.
Not good for the animal. And it's
and once you're up against it, you need the mighty dollar to keep it going.
That's right.
Because like we said, you get behind the eight ball immediately. It's like going, it's like.
So who's on the, so let's start on the bottom of the power ranking and work our way back up.
Okay. Very bottom for me is Saf. But Saf is still complicit in what happened.
Saf keeps supporting. I support Saf. I think Saf seems like a smart, lucid person.
I'm not saying I like
but
Saf.
I'm saying Saf
in this role
keeps fighting to support Joe throughout the whole thing. Saf racing to get back to the animals 7 days after losing. I'm like, no.
Right.
No. Yeah. But
and some people have said to me, well, you know, ex-cons have a hard time. I get all that. But at some point you make a choice. And so if I'm ranking my hate, Saf's on the list, but I'll put her at the bottom. I can't figure out what
put him on the bottom.
I'm sorry.
I would put above him all the people who show up and pay money to see the animals. They're complicit in it as well.
Okay, yeah, the crowds.
You are the crowds. You are complicit in this as well. Sure. All the people who want to get a picture with them and a cub for a scene, for an Instagram photo, you are complicit.
Then I throw in their Walmart
then or their meat policy.
Josh Dial. Josh Dial.
Well, you might learn something about Josh that'll move him up later on.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. What about Cowie? I feel bad for him. He feels like
Cowie might be near the bottom.
And Saf are kind of hanging out with each
other.
Those
two dudes, they're fine down there.
And I would put way down there, I would put Travis's mom. She was a bit of a victim in this, although she was also kind of complicit for a while.
She allowed her son to be.
And
I would put Travis down around there, and I would put the other husband who.
John Finley.
I'd put him down there, and I would put the newest husband, Pass, down all near the
passage.
Dylan Passage.
They're all down. Those guys feel victimized.
Okay, who are your mid-ranks?
Mid-rank people are...
Oh, and I would put the woman who was driven down by her father who got out of the Doc Antle situation. Oh, yeah. She's way down at the very bottom.
But then like you get into like Amanda, the prosecutor. She's not even on the list.
I don't hate her. I don't even hate her. Right. She's like way down at the bottom. Right. I actually like her.
Right. But then there are no real like mid-levels. So then where the mid-level, Bill Stark or whatever the hell his name was?
Mid-level, I would maybe put like... Jeff Lowe's wife,
because she's bad because she was feeding balloons to tigers and stuck with Jeff Lowe, she got strangled by him. Didn't she get strangled by him or was that another wife?
I would put in the middle there, I'd put James Gerritsen somewhere in the middle. I would.
He's not a good dude.
Yeah, he's in the middle.
But he's in the middle.
He's a mid-range.
And then I would maybe put Baskin's new husband somewhere in that middle.
Yeah.
He's
just trying to stay alive.
He's trying to protect his wife. And I think he likes a good fight with like,
and he
a
also,
redneck who's
and
like,
he also,
I'm going to take you down.
He also likes to be on a leash.
Right. Where do you put Bill Sugar? What was his name?
Bert Sugar. I put him in the middle because he was like, you're staking your claim to this piece of trash.
I'm going
to
tell you right now.
Don't open your mouth.
I tried to make him understand. Like he can't even breathe through his nose because he has destroyed all the nasal passages.
Yeah, that's it. Rand is coughing now. He's somewhere in the middle, but he's heading up the hate
he's
ladder.
He's like literally 1 month away from speaking out of here.
Tracheotomy.
Yeah,
he is like that.
So he's in the middle for me too because he's just bad.
Now we're into the top.
He's bad because he hitched his horse to this guy.
Top tier.
Joe is my number one.
Top tier.
On your way up to the top tier.
On the way up to the
Carol's in there.
Carol's in there because
Carol Baskin. She's at the bottom.
You put her below Doc?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Doc's ruining lives.
So Carol to
human lives and animal
Carol
lives.
Carol to me, not knowing the names of her volunteers and not paying them money.
Yeah, but at least they get a free T-shirt on it.
Oh, that's true, Dan. That's true. All right, I take that. No, but not knowing the names of people and not paying them any money means that she's a terrible human being, especially in this day and age when she's making thousands and thousands.
Just the fact she rides her bike without a helmet.
That and has the helmet hanging from the bike too. If you're not going to wear it, don't leave it on the bike.
Right.
So she clearly didn't have it on the bike. She's like, I don't want this to, I want my hair to be what
it is. Highly probable that she murdered Don Lewis.
I put Don Lewis right above her because Don Lewis started a relationship.
All he did was cheat on all his wives. By comparison, I'm saying all he did.
Yeah. Cheat on his wife and go after, literally as he's driving, like in a predatory way, go after a crying girl on the side of the road, not to be like, hey, do you want any help?
Well, someone tell you that worked out for Carol Baskin.
Hold this gun on me and this will foretell what our list is.
You can't put him above Carol Baskin.
I'll
put him right below Carol Baskin.
Okay. Right. So Carol is awful.
Don Lewis, then Carol Baskin, then Doc Antle.
By the way, all the women that Doc Antle has, they're down with.
I mean, it goes Jeff Lowe, then Doc, then Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Jeff Lowe is terrible.
Jeff Lowe's awful. And the second he put a cub in a suitcase and rolled it through the lobby.
If that, if that guy walks up to you in the attire he normally wears, yep, and you agree to give him money, yep, something's on you.
It's on you. He does not look like a businessman. No. What about him makes you think he can run a business?
I'm like,
his affliction.
He's got full
bandana
pockets, I can tell, because they're like, hanging out through the ribs.
You look like you're at the Sturgis Festival 365 days out of the year.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to ride
a motorcycle.
You look
like you get your ass kicked at the Sturgis Festival for wearing those pants.
I will answer my own question before we go to break. Is my most hated part was the baby tigers and they're pulling
them out. Yep.
And I didn't even have to watch it.
You couldn't even watch it. And I watched it and I couldn't handle it. I think
that was my worst.
Joe Exotic is the worst. He is the worst. He is not
the worst.
There is a tragedy to him. And I will say, growing up gay in Oklahoma or wherever he grew up,
I'm sure
that
he
is
went through some trauma.
But I'll tell you something.
There are a lot of people who grew up gay in Oklahoma who didn't ruin many animals' lives and many people's lives.
True.
Just because you went through a hard time. It is not easy. We're not saying it is simple.
Right. It might
we're
make
not
you difficult, it. But it doesn't need to make you a monster.
That's right. You don't have, you don't, you, it, it's not, it doesn't absolutely translate into you becoming that guy. Right. And also, he never dealt with any of his problems or issues. He blamed them all on Carol Baskin, who is, by the way, not a great person, probably murdered her husband, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably murdered her husband, who, in my opinion, probably deserved it because he was a bad person in his own right. But like, maybe he didn't deserve to be murdered. But like, you know, he probably was not great to her.
I'm sure he wasn't.
And she got rid of him,
right,
and now she has this. She's not paying her workers. It's fishy, right, what's happening.
His family doesn't even have a couch.
I mean, I
his
will say this. I will say this, Dan. I felt when he... that
might have been one of the funniest
parts. That
was my
favorite scenes, too. Hey, you want us to shoot these in two separate chairs? No, climb into that love seat together.
This chair and a half. Chair and a half is for one person. That's why it's a chair and a half. It's not a two-person chair. So, and mother and daughter who looked the same age.
I know. If she's only 14 years older than they are.
If that didn't describe... if that doesn't describe...
That's a metaphor for their whole lives. Two people having to sit in a chair and a half. That's...
That is the metaphor for Don Lewis's family.
It's fun to laugh
life
at other people's problems.
Oh man! No, I think that Carol. There was a joy that I felt when I saw this guy, and I don't even like Carol Baskin. I'm just saying when this redneck douchebag, mm-hmm, was like shooting dummies and blowing up, yeah, trees and saying, "I'm coming to get you. I'll put your bitch head in, yeah, this thing," yeah, and was like
in a jar,
throwing, yeah, out threats. I don't care. Throwing out like actual violent threats.
Yeah, like they were t-shirts at the halftime of a Clippers
Dan,
game.
If somebody threatened you publicly, put it on the thing
over and over again like that,
you'd be like, kill this son of a
no,
bitch.
No. What she did,
throw him in jail.
What, yeah, she did was almost worse than killing him.
She kept him alive.
She kept him alive and she took all his money
and she
roped him into some big thing. She's like, I got more resources than you and you're going to go down and the more you fight me and
I got my resources.
He engaged, so he went into a tiger cage and he got taken down.
He got bit
and he got taken down and there was some joy in that shot.
So again, it is Joe Exotic,
yep,
Doc Antle, yep, Jeff Lowe, Carol Baskin,
and then
Don Lewis, and then we're off into the other things. Tim Stark's up
Tim
there.
Tim Stark's
too.
Up there.
He's shitty too.
Yeah,
Tim Stark is maybe ahead Don Lewis of Carol Baskin.
Well, let's take a quick break.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and we'll find out where they are.
Wrap up where everybody's at.
All right, guys, this is so much fun. It's the Terry Keane episode and wrap up of the whole series. It's 6 and 7 in the whole series. Dumb People Town, stay with us.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Final segment. Dan's got some updates.
Thank you to all the new people. We did this fantastic benefit this past weekend. I hope people are giving to that.
Comedy Gives Back. It was a chance to sort of help out people like us who have lost a ton, although it didn't help us out, but it like helps out people like us, comedians who make their livelihood on the road, which that's a mm-hmm. huge portion of what both of us, all
what
three
we
of
all
us
do. We've lost a lot of money and we know people who've lost even more.
And so we wanted to give back and we did like a short 10-minute segment in there, Dumb People Town, one story. And it was great. And I think it got a lot of new people onto this show. Sure. So if you're a new person on the show, what we really do is go three stories and we go through all of them. This was
sort of an atypical episode, because
we encourage you to go back and listen to some of the older episodes we have in our catalog and just get an idea for what the show is. And we really appreciate all the new people that are here. Dan, let's wrap this thing
here
up.
Here we go. Some of these are coming from Netflix. Okay. I'm going to read some of these tweets. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, if you finish Tiger King,
Can Netflix say that? Yeah, that's her phrase. Netflix is going to put those words together.
You don't get sued. Joe Exotic was sentenced to 22 years in prison. He's representing himself in his latest lawsuit against the feds, in which he demanded $94 million for false imprisonment, false arrest, perjury, and entrapment.
He'll get it.
Jeff Lowe still owns and operates the Wynwood Animal Park with his wife, Lauren.
How is Jeff Lowe still walking this earth?
According to an update from Lauren on Instagram, she and Jeff are still together and planning on opening their next zoo in Oklahoma in the summer of 2020.
So this is the moment where I say I don't like the internet when its trolls are out, but Jeff Lowe, he should get a couple death threats. Yeah. I think that's okay. If you're out there and you want to give Jeff Lowe some death threats, fine with that.
By the way, here's what I say is that they're building their zoo, and part of me is like, great, I'm glad COVID-19 is going to keep people away. But then I'm like, it's Oklahoma.
It's not going to get
They don't even have a shelter in place law, right. I'm sure, right now.
Let them all communicate. Maybe this will be the way we wipe all those people out.
As for Carol, after seeing the series, she took the Big Cat Rescue blog to refute any
insinuations.
I know, I'm
there you go, Dan.
That she might have killed her husband. She claimed.
Oh, good. It's coming from you.
She called the claims that she fed her late husband to the cats the most ludicrous of all the lies, which means she's admitting there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of lies.
Doc Antle still owns and operates Myrtle Beach Safari with his partners. As of March 28th, the park remained open.
No.
That's the 28th of March.
The 28th of March.
He said, quote, 50-acre preserve provides plenty of area for social distance.
Oh, shut
up. As for Rick Kirkman, our Bert
Rick
Sugar
Kirkman.
Kirkham.
The reality show producer.
Kirkham.
Yeah. He was shooting Joe's show. He currently lives in Norway with his wife. According to Variety, he's making lots of reindeer stew and working on a documentary about a man with an exciting double life. Are you that guy, Rick?
Jesus. I'm working with a man on an exciting double life.
Things are looking up for Joe's ex-husband, John Finlay.
He got new teeth.
Yep. He has new dentures and is working as a welder. He lives with his fiance, Stormy.
Oh, Daniels? Oh.
Despite remaining relatively quiet.
Is that a man or a woman, Stormy? I think it's a girl. Assuming it's a woman.
I believe, yes.
It's not the one he left the park with and got pregnant, but good for him.
She was the secretary.
Yeah.
Despite remaining relatively quiet on social media, Joe's current husband, Dylan Passage, recently posted, I'm still married to Joe, but my social media platform isn't used for any Joe things.
Oh, so he's got other stuff he's trying to promote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An album.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you guys, here we go. Here's another thing. This is from Robert Moore, who did a full like podcast all about Joe a few years ago. Joe did not write or sing any of those country songs.
Okay, so see.
This is from @Robert
Who
Moore.
Who sang them?
M-O-O-R _. I will tell you. It was an outfit called the Clinton Johnson Band. Joe just sang softly over the top of the vocal track.
Oh, the Clinton Johnson Band. That Clinton Johnson Band done took everything away from me. Clinton
Johnson, two Democratic presidents of our country.
Before Joe married John or Travis, he married another young straight guy named J.C. Heartpiece. Heartpiece later served time in prison.
J.C. Heartpiece should have been the country outfit that did his songs.
I know.
He's now in prison, Heartpiece?
At one point, this person, Robert Moore, was investigating the fire at the zoo when he interviewed a police officer from the Wynwood Police Department
over the phone. Yeah.
The next day, he got a call from Joe furious saying that he had gotten a call from Brian, that's the police officer.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to know what he was asking about. When he said to Joe, why is the case officer on the case in which you are a suspect calling you to say a reporter asked about him? And Joe said, well, he's also my limo driver.
What?
Joe was in, yes.
So who's his limo driver? The cop?
Brian, the cop.
Robert Moore, who wrote all this stuff, said one night in 2015, Joe and I were walking through a Walmart when a portly, bespectacled young gay man walked up to Joe, shook his hand, and thanked him for being the only out and proud gay man in many miles while he was growing up. That kid was Josh Dial, who later ran Joe's campaign.
That's right.
Now.
And lost his teeth doing so. That's the thing.
I
lost my teeth trying to run
this
campaign.
This comes from @JT_4STER. Mm-hmm. Joe Exotic's campaign manager, Josh Tile, could have had his own segment on Dumb People Town.
Okay.
This is from KTEN in Oklahoma.
Oh, good. So you know it's true.
Oklahoma. A Paul's Valley man is behind bars. This is from 2017.
He's behind bars.
After police say he attacked another man with a sword. Josh Tile was taken into custody for allegedly cutting Paul Howerton with what appears to be a ceremonial sword that has a blade almost 2 feet long.
Yep.
The pair told police they argued and Tile started swinging. Howerton was taken to the hospital with a large cut in his arm. Dial is charged with aggravated assault and battery. Josh.
Josh.
Once he started getting that bad teeth and new hair.
He's like, I got to. Dude, he sold ammo at Walmart. He probably spent at least some time whipping just a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Ceremonial sword.
For a long time, Joe told everyone.
What ceremony would that be for? A bris?
Yes.
Bar mitzvah?
For a long time, Joe told everyone he was dying from prostate and bone marrow cancer. He raised money from his Facebook fans for his expenses. He showed a horrifying picture to this guy, Robert Moore. But later, Robert learned that all he had was an infected prostate, dehydration, and a bad outbreak of the herpes. There's a picture.
God.
Of,
I know. Jesus.
It's horrible.
Of who? Who's that?
Joe Exotic. Okay, lastly.
Joe Exotic.
One of our most biggest things, and we'll get out of here on this.
Yeah.
Some people are asking, thank you, by the way, at Robert Moore _ is M-O-O-R.
Did Robert Moore put this out into the universe,
yes,
not
all
to
on
us?
Twitter.
Yeah, okay, good.
So, some people, and this is only 10 of like 17 facts he gave you would know.
Good.
Some people are asking, what was that weird warehouse James Garrison was sitting in?
That's we were asking that.
I know.
No sign on the thing whatsoever. Just a purposely no
sign.
Maybe
I should give you two more quick little facts.
Yeah, do them.
Okay. James Garrison was sitting in. It was a place he owned called, wait for it, and that's literally what it's written here because Robert knows how to sell this, Tiger Liquidation.
What?
You can see it on Google Maps here.
Jesus. So people have lost their stuff. He gets it, and then he sells it.
Two odd facts about Rick Kirkman. One, before meeting Joe, he made a film about his addiction to crack cocaine. So
there you go. I knew it. I can't open my mouth because I got burned by a pipe.
Two, after the zoo fire, Rick moved to Dallas. Then his house mysteriously burned down, almost killing him. He fled to Norway where he now lives. We already knew
Rick?
That.
Rick's house almost burned down?
Yes. Jeez. After Don Lewis vanished, but before Carol married Howard, she dated a guy named Jay Bakel.
Okay.
In 2002.
Where'd this guy go? I call him the everything Bakel.
Yeah. Jay Bakel filed a restraining order against Carol, which included some bizarre and suspicious details regarding Don's disappearance.
Okay,
find it on there. It just says that he was afraid for his own life and she was worried that bones were found on his property.
Oh my God.
I know.
So this could be the guy who had, how come we don't find out from him? Jay Bakel, speak up. Where are you at, bro? Bakel?
I don't know. He goes on to have facts in here about, other like people that Joe Exotic knew, like this guy who was like this hitman living in Dallas. That's how Joe had him saved on phone.
Uh-huh.
I know. I think that's kind of all we have.
There
here.
You go. So there is going to be one more episode of
the
show.
There's more though. People can go check them out.
Well, there's going to be one more episode of the show. I'm sure it's going to be somewhat of a wrap up. Maybe we'll work that into our next.
Yeah, it might be
episode.
A mini.
Yeah, maybe. Might be a mini. This has been a blast going through this with you guys. Thank you again for watching. Hope you liked our wrap up of what it is and our. And if you're new to this show, rate and review.
Subscribe to
Dumb People Town. That always helps us. This is a beautiful time for us. If the world is going to be dumb and it still is going to be dumb even through this pandemic, we will try and make fun of it, and we will do our best to ask why. Why is that dumb? And
instead of just pointing at it and
saying that's dumb, we say, why is it dumb? Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for all this. Stay safe, stay socially distanced, lock it down, listen to us, and oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.